This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells it, when Russia invaded more than 100 days ago, no one expected his country to survive. World leaders advised him to flee. He could have been speaking about himself. No one knew how a 44-year-old man who had catapulted himself from the world of entertainment into the presidency would respond to an invasion by Russia's giant army. His response so far has been forceful, compelling, and the public. Zelensky has led his country in mounting unexpected fierce resistance. Every night he has rallied Ukrainians to fight with a video address on social media. There have been 100 so far. One for each day of the war, and nightly reminders that he has not fled, that Ukraine has indeed survived. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Friday that the United States is preparing for all contingencies in close coordination with its South Korean and Japanese allies as it monitors North Korean arrangements for a possible nuclear test explosion that outside officials say could be imminent. South Korean and U.S. intelligence officials have said that they detected North Korean efforts to prepare its northeastern testing ground for another nuclear test, which would be its seventh since the 2006 and the first since September of 2017, when it claimed to have detonated a thermonuclear device to fit on its intercontinental ballistic missiles. Sung Kim, the U.S. special envoy and representative for North Korea, was in Seoul for a trilateral meeting with his South Korean and Japanese counterparts to discuss the growing threat posed by North Korea. This is VOA News. China, in satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press, showed that its most advanced aircraft carrier to date appears to be nearing completion, and experts suggest the vessel could be launched soon. The newly developed carrier has been under construction since 2018. Satellite images taken by the Planet Labs PBC on May 31st suggest work on the vessel was close to being done. Analysts say that a launch could come as soon as Friday, though the vessel could need to undergo extensive sea trials before becoming operational. The carrier's development is part of a broad modernization of China's military as Beijing seeks to expand its influence in the region. North Korea has reported about 79,000 more people with fever symptoms and one additional death amid its first confirmed coronavirus outbreak. That's according to state media KCNA on Saturday. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The reclusive country has been waging a battle against an unprecedented COVID-19 wave since declaring a state of emergency and imposing a nationwide lockdown last month. The total number of fever patients compiled across the country since last April neared 4 million, and the death toll rose by 1 to 71, according to state news agency KCNA, using data from the state Emergency Epidemic Prevention Headquarters. North Korea has never confirmed how many people have tested positive for COVID-19, apparently lacking testing supplies, but experts have said the publicized numbers could be underreported, and that could make it difficult to assess the actual scale of the situation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Tesla shares tumbled more than 7% Friday on a report that the CEO, Elon Musk, is considering laying off 10% of the company's workers, as well as new questions from U.S. regulators over complaints of vehicles braking for no reason, and an email Thursday to Tesla executives titled "Pause All Hiring Worldwide." Musk wrote that he had a super bad feeling about the economy and that the company needed to cut staff. Reuters reported also. They said Friday government regulators are questioning Tesla's reliability after more than 750 Tesla owners complained that the cars operating on the automaker's partially automated driving systems have suddenly stopped on roadways for no apparent reason. Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now saying that he is continuing to oppose Russia's invasion of his country. This is 100 days after the initial invasion. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.